Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and thank you for tuning in today. If you've been with me from the beginning, obviously, so much love to you for doing that. It means so much for you to tune in and obviously take some information, and if it's helping in your life, that is exactly why I'm doing the show. If you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome. I usually provide some really good information to help you with that journey that as an entrepreneur or maybe a sales pro, perhaps even a busy business professional, or you know what? You could be running the family. The tools that I'm going to give you are all applicable to building a life that when you're in a situation and you need to rely on something, you can pull these tools out of your toolbox, just like going and building a house, like the house of your dreams, the house of your success, whatever it is that you have yourself focused on. That's exactly why I put this show together, is to share with you some insight and things that I know unequivocally have made big differences and have provided me an opportunity to experience some great success. And again, obviously success is different for absolutely everybody. And again, it's whatever it is that it means for you that's important. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter how you get there. It only matters that you get there. Again, I'm going to say that again. It doesn't matter how you get there. It only matters that you get there. So listen, things are going to happen. So I'm going to provide an outline that I've been doing with a lot of people in my sales coaching, but it's so applicable to life that I don't even need to have it specifically for an industry. It can work anywhere. However, because of my genius and where I work, I've taken it and I've applied it into sales because I know it makes a huge difference. And I know it'll make a big difference for you as well. If you're here and listening, you're going to be learning things. I know that unequivocally because there's going to be something I say that's either going to give you an epiphany, an idea. It's going to give you some inspiration, maybe new information that you can now act upon or at least investigate. And that's what it's all about, is investigation, exploration, and going out there and discovering the slight edge. And today, I really want to give you something that I know unequivocally is going to provide you that slight edge. And you're tuning in for a reason. And I want you to realize that nothing is random. You're here right now. So tune in. And if you have a journal, pull it out. If not, and you're driving, totally cool. Come back to this. But I will provide you some information that I really want you to hone in on today and outline in your journal. The purpose of a journal, by the way, is to crystallize thought. When you crystallize thought, you're able to then take that information and create a vision. And that vision then can be achieved through the actions and the deliberate and intent actions that you take and the activity, obviously, in order to achieve that. I'm a true believer that activity makes all the difference. Obviously, if you're working on the right things, perfect. If you do them consistently and long enough, you're going to actually achieve the things you want in life. There's evidence of that all over. However, when people fall into difficulty, it's usually the first one that they bail on. It becomes too tough. What if it happens again? Oh my God, devastation is, you know, creeping in. And it crushes people's dreams. But one thing I know for sure is if you're on a path and you're on the path and it's smooth, great, just keep riding it. But the minute it goes off path, I want you to know that you have some tools. Because this is the thing, folks. If you've created a vision of your future based on a direction that you want to take it, then all you got to do is connect some dots. And those dots are based on a simple framework that I've discovered in my life, in my career, in the ability to go out there and perform. that it's worked every single time. And when I shared it, that's when it worked again. And it created evidence for me that I'm onto something. I've created a framework for you. And this is, again, what I teach to corporations with sales teams. I've obviously taught a bunch of entrepreneurs and sales pros that I coach and mentor. And it's been a guiding light for me. Because I know when you pick the direction you want to take in life, you've learned enough about who you are that you'll really clearly define what you want. And it's a matter of taking action every single day, winning the day. Winning the day. The present moment is the best time to be creative. It's when we're most creative. Therefore, utilizing it in the moments is so important. Cutting out those moments in the day to be able to do so is extremely important. And therefore, when you start to play a game, and this is exactly what I'm going to talk about today. Now, I've been planting the seeds around a 100-day game, the 100 game, the 100 game challenge. And this plays a huge part of that because it is a framework that I am going to implement when we roll that out for a large amount of people, between a large amount of influencers and different people that I know, which I'm really excited about because it's going to just carry on momentum. Hashtag 100 game challenge is going to be something very cool. But I want to give you a framework today to work from that I found really interesting as I started to develop more and more around the things that I knew worked based on my own success, that I actually had to sit down, use my journal and think about what I was doing. Who was I? How was I thinking? What did I look like? What was I thinking about? Who was I connected with? What were the actions I took and the activities that I created for my daily routine? So when I peeled back all the onion, if you want to call it, I found the four things that were so crucial. Is my activity being connected to my direction was the absolutely guiding light when things were foggy, things were uncertain, things created fears and doubts in my mind. I knew that the vision of my future based on the direction I wanted to take was all about reverse engineering it to the activities that I was doing daily. Number one, write this down in your journal. Activity is absolutely crucial. Finding out the activity that creates asymmetrics in your life is even more important, meaning that the time and energy that you're spending on the front end creates a huge result on the other end. And that's the areas where you want to spend the most. Asymmetrics will give you the ability to scale. Find out what they are in your life. Continue to put the energy and time into that so that the result on the other side is exponential. Find those areas in your life. The activity is absolutely crucial. Being. Who are you? I've given you a framework in a past show to identify. If you're just tuning in or you have listened to that show, go back to it either way and listen to that. Because this is where it becomes crucial, because you are the MVP of the game. You are the MVP of the day, meaning that if you win something today, you're going to again get a chance to win tomorrow. There's a new game every single day. Being in the game is most important. Engaged. Engaged through your thoughts by journaling. Engaged through your being and spirituality through meditation and NLP. Engaged in your physical by exercise. Engaged in your digestive through fuel. And these are the areas that I know 100% make up you as a star player, the MVP of the game. Connected. Who are you communicating with? Who's in your inner circle? What is it that you can communicate in an effective way that's going to guide you to the direction that you want in your life? What is it that you have picked? If you followed in the last show, I've been talking about picking something right now in your life for 100 days that you can commit and you can actually make a decision and move it to the other end. I know you can do it. You just have to do it. That's the whole point. There is amazing energy in the start. In fact, it is the most important aspect of doing anything is starting something. Once you start something, it creates an energy force. That force you can rely on if you put your positivity into it. This is the game. I'm really excited. I'm really excited that I've shared with you now some insight that I've had for a long time that have created so much value in my life. It doesn't matter how you get there. It only matters that you get there. I don't care where you are in your life right now. There is a new level if you're at the top of your game. You can help more people. There is a level if you're at the bottom of the barrel right now and you're trying to climb out. There is that level and I'm giving you hope. I know 100% that if you give it your all, you will have it all. It's how it works, folks. Tune into the energy, the frequency. You are a transmitter. You are a receiver of energy. Let's bring it to a new level. I'm excited to share the game with you. It doesn't matter how you get there. It only matters that you get there. You guys are amazing. Tune in. I want you to write in your journal. I want you to share some information today. Share this show with someone that you feel right now can tap into something further in their life, deeper in their soul, something that's going to bring so much love and so much joy to not only their world, but everyone around them. Everybody deserves that opportunity. You do as well. Let's check out the next show. I hope you enjoyed. Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys, I love you. I'm in your corner. But here's the thing. You got to do something nice for someone today. And you got to kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.